Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. Welcome in a new Simple Caffeine episode.
In English.
It's been a long time. I'm with the incredible Samuel. My boyfriend.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm comfy.
Yeah? We're laying in the bed, chilling, talking to you guys. I'm not the one who chose the subject of today. You did.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the past podcasts and I can't understand any of them, but you were translating the topic and I thought this would go well with what we've been talking about in the past. Today, we're going to talk about those three big words. I love you. I think you talked about this a little bit in a past podcast. Yeah?
Yeah, I did a series of episodes where I tell people how we meet each other. I think it's 5 or 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And in one of them, I think it's the last one. It's like the big final when you told me the three big words.
Okay.
I love you.
Yeah.
But you asked to do a new episode about it, a more complete.
Yeah, because this episode will have my side of the story and we'll talk a bit more about how you arrive at telling somebody I love you. Before it was the story of our relationship. This will be and the story about how we evolved and grew and how we feel about each other.
And how we fell in love.
How we fell in love. Even in English, you can do a much better job talking about making it sound romantic than...
You think?
I'm just a boy.
First, can we talk about what does I love you in French, je t'aime, means for you?
Yes, you're the one who's bilingual, so you probably have a better sense of the difference between the languages than I do. But in English, you tell your family, I love you. And I think most families, some families maybe know, but the word love is for your family. It's for maybe your closest friends, like a friend, like a 10-year friend or something. I'd say a minority of people, like less than half of the people would really ever say it to a friend. But it's especially for your romantic partner. I'm curious what the exact meaning is in French, but in English, it's a big thing to say. Like, you might, generally you would date somebody for months or a year or something before you would tell them I love you. It's a serious thing to say. And I'm curious, does it have the same meaning in French, or is there a... How do you say in French? Je t'aime?
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
I think for my parents and their generation, the je t'aime was like only for family, maybe not even, because it's like a very like intimate word. Mm. And for like children and your partner, and that's it. For my generation, so people of like our age, it's more easy to say je t'aime or I love you. Like, for example, I was used to say that to everybody when I was younger. It was just like a word that you say to someone else to say that I like you. But I think with time, it takes some value in my head.
Interesting.
Right now, I don't say I love you to much people. Even my friends, like I truly love them, but it's hard for me to say it, like say je t'aime to everybody. But in relationship, I think in France and in Belgium, you say je t'aime more quicker and easily than in the US.
Okay.
After maybe, I don't know, 3 months, sometimes before. Maybe it depends on people. We should ask. I'm going to make a poll. You can have the poll if you're on Spotify, I think. Do you say je t'aime before 6 months or more around like 1 year of a relationship?
I don't know.
But definitely we say it more easily than in the US.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm curious. I know the romantic stories of some of my friends, but it's not a particularly large sample size. I'm curious if my impression of how and when people say I love you in the US is representative. Maybe people say it much more quickly and I'm just a...
weird.
I'm just a weirdo, yeah. But as we've been over, better weird than boring, you know? Gotta keep you on your toes, yeah?
I'm gonna tell you my story of or I love you moments.
Yeah.
From the beginning of the relationship since like the three big words.
Yeah, tell me how... I'm curious how you went from meeting this American boy to deciding... how do you say I love him?
Je l'aime.
Je l'aime, yeah. How do you go from meeting this American boy to je l'aime?
Okay, so we met in Lanzarote.
Like one year before we said anything.
Yeah. So we met on January 2022.
2 years, right?
So yeah, 2022.
Yeah, it's 2024, yeah. What happened? I know.
I'm going to tell the truth. I wasn't really expecting something from the relationship. I was just like in my, I don't know how to say that. I was just like, let's take the opportunity to meet someone. And we had so many coincidences that I was like, oh, that could be fun, but.
Let's make a good story.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting something from you or from the relationship. I was just, let's meet someone. I hope he's going to be fun. If you don't know the story, you should listen to the few episodes about our relationship and then come back or listen to it after. But so we spent the week in Lanzarote. Then I came back to Brussels because I was living in Brussels at this time. We keep talking and I didn't feel something special for you.
That was so, that's not true.
Like I remember when I left Lanzarote, I wasn't like, oh my god, I love him, I need to like see him again. And like I came back to Brussels and I was so excited to tell the story to my friend because it was like a very nice story to tell and we had such a great time.
Yeah, boys are nice, but wait until your friends are jealous.
No, but like, it was just fun to tell. Like, it was a fun story, and it was, you know, the kind of like story that's just happened in films, in movies. Mm-hmm. So I came back, I tell the story to people. And so you kept living in my mind, on my mind, because I kept saying the story to a few people. And we keep talking like, I don't know.
So you fell in love with me once your friends were jealous? Is that how it worked?
No. Hey, calm your ego.
Okay.
Please, a little bit.
Okay.
Wait 5 more minutes.
5 minutes.
And then you came to visit Paris 2 times. Remember the first time?
I do.
It was fun. It was nice. You left. I didn't feel sad. Oh, I'm such a liar. I felt sad. I remember that I think I didn't have feelings for you, but it was more, we had such a great time. I like this boy. He's really nice. It's not just a fun story, but it's like a good connection and I feel good when I'm with him. And at this time, I was still living at my parents' house in Brussels. I was just there for a few days in Paris. I didn't want to come back. I didn't want you to leave. It was just such a cute parenthesis.
I remember when I was leaving Paris this time, the last 2 hours I was there, you were so sad. And look, we didn't know each other very well at this point. I thought I was making you sad. Like, I was like, wow, like, this has been going so well, but I guess it's...
Don't you think I was bored of you?
Exactly, yeah. When you were sad this time, you got really quiet. And I was worried, like, am I not interesting enough anymore? Like, is she... Is she bored? Like, she wants me to go? Like, I don't know. My flight's in, like, 2 hours. Like,
yeah, when I'm sad, I become quiet, silence. I don't say anything. And if I talk, I cry. So I just don't talk. You probably thought I was bored of you, but I wasn't. I was just saddened on my mind.
Took me like 6 months to learn this.
Yeah. Until we talk about it.
Yeah.
Next time you came again to Paris. Honestly, the second time in Paris, I don't remember how I felt at the end. But I think in 4 months, we saw each other like 3 times. And we had good time. And it wasn't feeling, but I was, can I say that, attached?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
And I felt some sadness every time you left.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we see each other in Cannes, and you drove me to my parents' house in Brussels. I remember this time that we talk a little bit. We'll give your version after, but we talk a little bit about if we're in a relationship or not. And I don't know, I think I messed up something, but you'll talk about it later. But at this time, I think we both agree that we love the relationship and we want to be exclusive. But it wasn't feelings. I don't remember the time I felt like, oh, I'm in love. Each time we saw each other, I was more and more attached to you. Because we were texting every other day or every day, I think I felt more and more attached to you, but I wasn't in love. I don't remember. What was the first time we called each other? Because...
yeah, we waited a while before we called each other on the phone.
I was so stressed. I was like, Samuel will never understand me. I will never understand him. And it will be just ridiculous. And I was so scared and stressed about it.
I knew you were stressed about this, and so I didn't push you. But at the same time, I remember, like, after we started dating more seriously, I was like, it's kind of a red flag that we don't call each other.
Yeah, we were just texting.
Yeah, just... but I understood that you were nervous. And...
did you realize I was nervous or...
Not right away, but eventually, yeah. Yeah, I think you told me.
We went to New York. Obviously, in New York, it was more serious. I met your friends, and you told your friend that I was your girlfriend. And I was like, oh, am I? Cool. Okay. A few months after, we met in Portugal.
North of Spain.
Oh, it was north of Spain before going to Portugal. You asked me to be your girlfriend. I was like, woo, yeah.
Ghost dicks.
But it didn't mean that you love me. And I remember that even if I begin having some feelings for you, I didn't want to tell je t'aime or I love you. I remember you telling me that you didn't say I love you to many people. And so I was like, what if I say it, but he didn't, or not yet?
That's the scary part, right? Yeah, telling somebody I love you is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I tell you something about, like, feelings, and you say, like, oh, not for me at the moment? I think it would turn me off, and it would break something in the relationship.
Of course, yeah.
So we didn't say anything. I didn't know if I was feeling love, but I liked you. I remember there is one time I was about to tell you I love you. It was
whoa,
the last time we saw each other in Paris before meeting in Montreal. We were on the coach. Loris was out to have, like, a, I don't know, a run or something.
We were living with Loris?
No, you took a hotel. Oh, and I was living with Loris at this time.
Mm.
And he was out for, like, I don't know, an hour. Mm. We were laying on the couch, cuddling before you left.
That was the best couch for cuddles.
Yeah. It was the sunset. We had such a beautiful sunset.
Oh, I remember. Remember? Yeah, I remember this moment, yeah.
And so we were cuddling, and I truly think I could tell him I love you right now. But I knew that we wouldn't see each other for a few weeks after. And I was like, what if I tell that because I feel insecure about my feelings? Mm. Or what if I tell that just because it is such a romantic moment, and that I know that after we're not going to see each other in a few weeks, and I want to be more like secure in the relationship. And then I decided I'm not going to say it. I don't even know if you were feeling the same. So I didn't want to take this decision until Montreal. Mm. In Montreal, I was 100% sure that I want to tell you I love you.
Yeah.
Montreal was almost 1 year after we first met. Mm-hmm. I knew exactly where I wanted to tell you. It was at the top of the Montreal, in Montreal, during sunset, because I think it's one of the most beautiful place in the world. Unfortunately, this day it was raining, snowing, and it was all dark, like no sunset, nothing.
It's never like that in Montreal.
It's never like that in Montreal. It was like, no, okay. And so we decided with the jet lag.
So you arrived in Montreal planning to tell me I love you.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell my story, and okay. then the stories join in Montreal. Okay, so now we have to go back a year from Montreal to when we first met. And yeah, we... As you said, we met in Lanzarote, and we met online in Miami, but before, and then we met in person in Lanzarote, and we were very lucky to be able to, you know, get to know each other well enough there that we could see each other after. And we had some lovely visits in Paris, and then we did a road trip from Cannes to Brussels, and we were starting to get to know each other quite well and have a what could be a strong relationship. When was our first big discussion? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was
second time in Paris.
Second time in Paris in Place des Vosges.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this was the first big discussion, but one of the first big discussions was I asked, like, what is love, or how do you know when you love somebody? Because this is a question I've always, like, whenever I've been in a long relationship, I've always wondered, like, when do you just care about somebody? When does it cross the threshold into being love? When does caring about somebody become love? Or what's the difference between being best friends and being in love?
That's true.
Yeah. And these were questions I always had, and I didn't have a good answer because there's lots of people I care about a lot in my life. There are people who have been my best friend, but in none of those relationships did I feel something that matched what people talk about when they say love, or like what love looks like in a movie or a book. I've only rarely felt that for somebody, but for a lot of people, I've been best friends with them or cared a lot about them.
You mean with other girls?
No, I think specifically in my romantic relationships, in a lot of them, I've been very close to my partner, but only in like one or two of them have I thought it. This actually is love. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this was one of our first big discussions.
It was really interesting.
What is love? I don't think we arrived at any solution, but it was it was something I was thinking about. It was something that we were talking about.
I think we opened a door.
We opened a door. Interesting. And we continued having this discussion, this big discussion, over the first year that we were dating. Many times, I think... Maybe first during the road trip from Cannes to Brussels. I don't remember when this first moment was, but there's plenty of time when, you know, we had a nice day together and we're having a cuddle after that. I felt all warm and fuzzy inside. And like, I felt happy from the inside, like for no reason other than just everything was great. Like, you feel really warm inside. And this is a cool feeling. Like this you don't get with, you don't get all the time. And, but my question was like, is this love? I don't think that this alone is love. Like, if this alone is love, love is cheap. Like, you know, like love has to be something more than that, for it to be as serious as people take it to be. And so, and we, I think we, I continued feeling this about you during some of our better moments, and we continued discussing what love is for a while. And let's see. Yeah, so then fast forwarding to a few of the moments that you highlighted, I think that you kept, after we said, okay, we're exclusive, you kept asking if I would like do a big like moment where I asked you to be my girlfriend. And I was very happy to give you this moment. In the US specifically, I think people have this moment when they're kids. But in an adult relationship, I don't think it moves so much around this moment. The bigger moment in an adult relationship is when you say I love you. But certain,
it's just that someone told me that when you date an American, there's like few rules. First one, if you guys don't say it's exclusive, it's not. You need to say it.
It seems in France that even if you do say it's exclusive, it's not exclusive.
That's rude. But yeah, that's
Are you gonna edit that out?
No.
Okay.
Someone told me, the same person, they asked if you want to be the girlfriend. And so I was like, okay, then I'm waiting for my moment.
Okay.
I want my moment. I want to live the American dream. And the American love story is...
What expert told you this?
A girl I know from social media, she met a guy in the US when she was keeping the kids.
Hmm?
She was keeping kids. She was babysitting.
She's no pair.
Yeah, she was okay. No pair.
Yeah.
And so... She met a guy on, I think it was Bumble too, Bumble, and they fell in love, and now they are married in the US, and she has never left. And so she told me that. She was like, watch out, girl. If he didn't ask you to be your girlfriend, his girlfriend, don't go for it. I was like, okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, so I think that in probably plenty of movies and TV shows, because the relationship in the show is not going to end in a wedding, they have a big moment where they ask, like, hey, will you be my girlfriend or will you be my boyfriend? But I think in real life, this happens in high school, but it's not really a big moment in a lot of adult relationships.
It sucks. It was one of the cutest moments.
Okay. Yeah, you enjoyed it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways. How
did you feel when you asked me to be your girlfriend after 6 months?
I think it was like 8 or 9 months, but we had already said we were exclusive and that we were in a relationship. So it was more just to make a moment for you. But we had a nice moment, right? So I made sure you had this moment. It was cute. We have a very good photo.
I probably had some feelings for you at this time already. Mm-hmm. I think I was hiding it and that because
you were hiding it?
Yeah. I think I had, like, I was thinking about you every day, and I didn't want to be hurt, I think.
Of course, yeah.
Also, didn't even know at this point if this relationship was possible or not, really.
Yeah. And, okay, so we had that moment in Spain, and then the next time we saw each other was in Paris about a month later, and this is when... You said, this is when you almost told me I love you. Remember? When we were sitting on the couch having a sunset. Yeah. And this sounds silly now, but maybe we're lucky that you didn't say it. Because I definitely loved you at that point, without a doubt. But I wasn't, like, prepared in my mind for that moment. And you know, when you surprise somebody, like, they might, as we learned on the street the other day... when you surprise somebody, like, sometimes they make a, they don't think very well in that moment, or they, and, or they say something dumb, or like they're not ready, you know?
Yeah.
And
imagine you would have like say something that would have hurt me, and then I would have just like be weird with you for the next 2 months.
I think 90% I would have told you I love you, but
no,
as well. But
you don't have to lie.
But it wasn't like I was ready for it, if that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's healthier. Like it's better if both people are ready for it, you know, or have like thought a lot about it before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. In the U.S., this is like a serious thing to say. So it's...
I think I talk about this with my people that we didn't say, I love you yet. And most of them, I think, were like, red flag.
Red flag.
Like after a year, almost a year. Why, like, you guys don't, like, what happened?
You need to get some followers in the U.S. because I need to do a poll for them to find out what the normal time in the U.S. is. I think in the U.S. it's like, I would guess 8 months is normal. I don't know, though. Amongst, like, young adults. I really don't know. You always hear stories about people saying it on the first date. But that's not, like, typical. That's like a, whoa, look how crazy they are.
Yeah. Thinking about this, I think we build our love through like months and through dates and through the trip we made. It's not mean what I'm going to say, but I didn't like met you and say like, I love him. Mm-hmm. Some people, it is what happened to them and it might happen like a few times, but I think the reality of a relationship is that you build the love for each other.
Here we go. Now it can be controversial. You ready? Mm-hmm. Is it a red flag if you say I love you too fast?
I think it depends. It depends what I love you means to you. You know?
Yeah.
I think because I understood what I love you means to you, I didn't tell it.
Yeah, okay. That must have been hard between the languages. I never thought about that. I am always very grateful for you, this relationship in another language. I forget all the time how hard that must be.
Imagine people listening to podcasts must be like, ooh, her English is terrible. How does they understand each other?
Just imagine if we worked on more French. We could do this in French.
Yeah.
And then I could understand.
Would you like to say the colors in French?
Rouge, bleu, jaune, vert, orange, violet, blanc noir.
Good job. Good job. We're working on the month.
The month, yeah. Next. The month, yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's stay focused. Okay, so...
What was on your head, on your mind, last time we see each other in Paris? I think it was the last time before a few months until Montreal.
Yeah, so we saw each other in November in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was like 7 weeks. It was this mid to late November, and then we next saw each other late December in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, when we were in Paris in November... I was feeling the same as before, like warm and fuzzy when I was with you and like having a lot of like very high moments, like some moments like very, very happy.
You know, you told me on message that you had some of your best moment in life with me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that was really cute. Yeah. It wasn't I love you, but it was enough.
Is that love? I would propose no. It's good, but I would propose that's not...
Is not love?
That's not necessarily love.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it could be best friend.
And, yeah, exactly, yeah. And then, yeah, we were like 6 or 7 weeks apart. And during this period, you did a big burnout.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of doing a big project for my work. And I was like in the... like worse, I was in like a moment where everything was like very critical and I needed to react really fast to stuff and everything was really messy. And in you'd been doing a big burnout for a while. And in this moment you called me and I picked up the phone, even though I wasn't prepared to talk. And you told me that you like were burned out and like weren't feeling so strong a connection, with me anymore, and that this was making you very sad.
That's we had a hard time during right before my burnout. Remember, we weren't talking a lot because I was doing the advent calendar on the podcast. I had so much stuff that kind of like lose some connection during this time.
Yeah, you got very busy. It was December 2020. You were doing the advent calendar and the release of the first coffee, and you had like no time. Like, we called like one time per week or something.
Yeah, I didn't have any time for me, so imagine for a relationship.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I'll never fault you for working. In this moment, when you, everything was like, I was having a really hard moment in my life, and you called me and were having a hard moment in your life and weren't feeling a strong connection with me. In this moment, I realized that I was sad in the moment, but the idea of you still made me feel really warm and happy inside, even in a low moment. And I think from this moment, I arrived at what I propose a definition of love could be, which is that you feel that like warm and fuzzy inside in the best moment, when you think about them, in the best moments, and even still in the worst moments. Like in the top and bottom of how you feel, you still love them. You still feel, they still make you feel good inside. And I know that, I know in reality, like when you're in a low moment, it's never the same as in the high moment, but it's still like some minimum where you like care about them endlessly, and they're still like they're still everything to you. And I would say you can measure if you're in love with somebody, I would propose, based on how you feel in the low moments. And it was after this moment that I could then, a couple weeks later, arrive to Montreal planning to tell you that I loved you. And okay, so I went to Christmas with my family, and then I flew to Montreal, and they lost my bag. So I arrived in Montreal with a t-shirt, a pair of pants, a pair of running shoes, which were soaking wet, and my love. And that was all I had with me. And
I was sleeping.
You were sleeping.
I let the door open because it's Montreal and it's very safe.
That's crazy.
But I was sleeping, girl, and it was
girl, open. You crazy.
I know. Yeah. It was an Airbnb.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah, so I arrived in the middle of the night because, of course, my flight was delayed and they lost all the bags. And then the next day, the weather was terrible. You were jet lagged. I didn't have any clothes. We had an apartment day.
And we had a coffee. We had a small walk. And then we came back home.
Right, yeah. And then, yeah, so you had this big plan to tell me that I love you. And then...
That you didn't know,
obviously. That I didn't know about, obviously. And then now obviously I wish we'd done some big moment. But in the end, I was in bed. We were cuddling in bed. And I was like, I just can't wait any longer. I need to tell her. Like, I want to tell her now. And I told you, I love you.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
What did I say?
You say, Leah, I love you. And you say my name. It was one of the first time I would hear you say my name.
Oh, okay. I said, I love you. And then... there was this long pause.
I didn't answer.
Long pause.
Oh my God.
Long pause.
Was this terrible?
It was terrifying. I was like, I'm a fool.
Do you think I would have said like, it's too early for me?
Oh, rude.
After 30 seconds,
30,
maybe 45, maybe 1 minute, I don't know. Maybe you, I don't know. I think I hold you tight.
I think I went to the bathroom and came back.
Actually. No. No, I think I hold you tight. and I say like, I love you too. But it's just that at the moment, I was like, I want to remember that forever. We're in Montreal, in my city, where, you know, I became an adult and I have like a lot of my friends. I've been living in Montreal for like 4 years. It was so perfect that I didn't want to forget the moment. So I was like, I'm going to ground myself in the moment. I'm going to...
You're going to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Is this your plan if we get married? Like the priest is going to... I'm going to say I do and then you're going to go...
Look at everybody.
What do you say in a wedding in France? I do.
Je le veux.
Je le veux.
Je le veux.
Yeah.
Je
le
veux.
Veux. Je le veux. At the end of like Cinderella in the US, the story ends like and happily ever after. Like the story's over and everything was perfect. Yeah.
It's in French, it's il vécurent heureux et eurent beaucoup d'enfants.
Okay, we're going to learn some other stuff. We'll leave that for later.
Means they lived happily and they had a lot of kids.
Oh, really? Seriously? so your dream, basically.
No.
No.
How did you feel when I told you I love you too?
It's like, whew. That was close.
This is how we say each other, I love you.
I was like, that was a roller coaster.
It took a long time, but it was worth it. I think everybody has his own or her own time saying, I love you. Like it only depends on you and your relationship. But I think we made the right decision saying it after 1 year. It also, like the honeymoon phase between us, it has lasted longer. Because of like we were building something, but we didn't know yet if we would like finally be in love or like being just friends or like whatever the relationship would be. And so I think it has also helped to not take the other for granted too fast by saying I love you and like we're on a relationship after like 2 months, but more like, you know, I feel like when you say I love you, you kind of become like one, like a couple. But before that, like obviously we're still one person each, but do you know what I mean?
It's more serious after you say I love you.
Yeah.
This has been a very good podcast.
You like it?
It's been the best one we've recorded by a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Is there anything else that we should discuss?
Why do you think that waiting this long has helped our relationship? I personally think that it has helped not taking each other for granted. Not being in a relationship too fast, but being able to truly learn about the other just for who the person is. And sometimes when you are too fast in a relationship, you focus on the other one in the relationship, but not on the other person itself. Waiting that much has helped us just to discover ourselves as a person and not as a person in our relationship and not the person I'm in love with, but just like the person itself.
I see. Yeah. For me, it's also added something else, which was the listeners of this podcast are going to be surprised by the statement. I'm not somebody who talks about my feelings a lot when I'm not on this podcast. This podcast is probably the most I've talked about my feelings in a long time, except with you. You're really the only person I talk about my feelings with.
I think it's the strength on our relationship is that we, because of the difference of language, we need to talk and put some words and make sure that the other one understand well what we want to say or what we think.
Yeah.
And so we put some words and we talk about our feelings because we have no choice. Otherwise, I wouldn't have learned English much.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't really talk about my feelings a lot except with you. And in sports, I'm an athlete. A lot of what you do is about controlling your emotions. You're going to be like in a very high pressure environment where you need to take decisions really quickly. And it's all about, you can probably talk about it in a different way, but it's about like making your emotions small or like not have an impact on how you perform. And that's obviously very useful in that environment, but not very healthy or productive in a relationship. And I think that our journey from meeting each other to saying I love you was maybe the most serious way I've like interacted and learned more about my emotions and somebody else's emotions, your emotions. It's probably like the more serious way I've done that in years, or the more meaningful way I've done that in years. And so it was kind of a new experience for me to think about, to ask like, what is love? And then talk with you about it for like 6 months and think about it and learn about how different people experience love. And the journey with you of over like 6 months, asking like, what is love? And then learning about how I and other people and you experience love. That was like that's a new experience for me, or that's not something I do very often. And so it was definitely really healthy for our relationship. Like that was like that for me, like this process was like part of the like foundation of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of that journey together is I can feel so strongly about you. I think without going through this together, I'm not sure I would be able to have so much confidence in our relationship.
Mm. Cute. And so maybe to finish this podcast, we can give our definition of love.
I gave mine, right? So it's if in the worst moments you still care a lot about somebody and they still make you feel good inside when you think about them. You can tell if you're in love as opposed to just very good friends by how you feel in the worst moments. That's, mm-hmm. that's what I propose. Not sure it's the perfect definition, but that's where I've arrived to.
Yeah, and I truly think that you build love. I don't think if it happened like that, it can disappear very fast too. So you need to, you know, work on it, build it, make choice.
Exactly. Yeah, you're always building it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, part of my definition is that love doesn't need to be like a roller coaster of feelings. Like I like you because you make me happy and feel safe, and you know, I don't need to like feel a lot of things.
Beautiful.
Thank you for coming to this podcast. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Thank you for your ID. It was a great one.
My pleasure, yeah.
We had a 1 hour discussion. I hope you guys had fun listening to us. I would like to know what's your definition of love. Like, what does love mean for you? Have you ever feel like that? Do you think maybe you've never experienced that kind of feeling? Have a good week, day, evening, weekend. Take care of yourself. I'm going to say it in French. Prenez soin de vous. Soyez bienveillant avec vous-même et avec les autres. S et S. Bye.
Bye.